Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, 7 after the hour, it's Thursday, the 13th of May. 13th of May. There's nothing unlucky about that, though, is there, ladies? Nobody has trichodecaphobia here. Is it trichodeca or trichodexa? It's tricky to know what the...
What does it mean when you're afraid of the number 13?
Yes, that's what it means. Yes, yes, yes. That's the voice of Victoria Keelan. She'll be here along with the voice and the mind of Jennifer Horn. Not suggesting Victoria doesn't have a mind. She's here with that as well, uses it well. Jay Kirshner is here, and I am here. I'm Doug Steffen. Besides being smooth and cool and radiant and sunny, I'm free for the next couple of hours. So here we are. To discuss what's going on in the world. So the pipeline is back in operation. Doesn't affect you, Jennifer, on the West Coast, really, although if they use any excuse to increase the price of gasoline out there, but it did affect us here on the East Coast, I think. What sort of signs?
Well,
I don't know, Jay.
I think it's going to have a ripple effect, though, right? I mean, you had a disruption to diesel fuel, which could impact supply chain and trucks, right? You could have jet fuel. It's impacted the airline. So I think we have felt it for sure. Have any of you guys been in gas lines yet? Because I know, Victoria,
No.
You're in New Jersey. Jay, you're in Nashville. You see these pictures of people waiting in lines. I mean, it looks like the 1970s all over again.
Yeah, the pictures that I've seen, I think, are mostly North Carolina. 28% of those fuel stations were empty. So I think that Georgia, Virginia, and North Carolina seem to be affected the most. The prices are, you know, still kind of high in New Jersey where I am, but Jersey gas is typically pretty cheap anyway. So I haven't had to refuel yet since this happened. We don't really, you know, drive that much locally, so I haven't really noticed. But I think by the time this gets remedied, I think you're right, the ripple effect might be in the diesel and jet fuel side. I think the gas side is probably going to repair itself pretty quickly. But again, like Doug said, any excuse to raise gas prices, and companies do, so even the threat of something.
I don't even think we're feeling that, but I mean, just gas prices in general are already pretty high. I paid $4.30 the other day. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
So, I don't know. That hurts when you're trying to get people to go back to work.
Yep.
It's like, you know, where I live in Southern California, you have
heavy
to drive.
Heavy commuter state.
There's no mass transit system. There's no subway.
Right.
You have to drive, and $4.30 is cost restrictive for people who are just
absolutely
kind of struggling at this moment.
Is there anything that fixes all of the stuff that we have? Every day we have our good stuff and we have our bad stuff. I'd like to cancel the bad stuff.
Let's call the magic wand.
Yeah, right. Is that
if
what it
you
is?
Can conjure one, that would
mirror,
make you a very powerful sorcerer.
Yeah, right. Who's the fairest of them all, or the doggonedest of them all? Okay, so there is a move by the new Attorney General, Mr. Garland. Merrick Garland, remember him? He's been around. His name became a household word a couple of years ago, and he's, I guess, moved into this slot pretty comfortably. He says America's number one problem, speaking about problems, is white supremacy. It's the top security threat to our country. So what do we think about that? The national security experts apparently had a meeting yesterday. They were talking about the people that worked for the Trump administration. They were talking about some of these groups that are around. Do you agree, ladies, that
this is terrorism? Yeah. I don't think it's
the
number one
security problem.
To me, the number one security problem that we have is cybersecurity.
Yep.
Number one. I do think that those other issues are. Yeah, I think that that's a security threat, but I would put way more weight into cybersecurity.
Right. So what do we do? We know what that is. He keeps mentioning the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys the attack.
It's because they're trying. I mean, it's political. See, this is what a problem is when you begin, when the Department of Justice and the highest levels of the FBI become political. They want to try to put white supremacy at the top of the list because they think somehow that tags on to the Republican Party. It does not. And I think it's really misguided because I think people know that that is not the number one threat because they're walking around. I mean, I would even go so far to say skyrocketing crime in my neighborhood is more of a threat than white supremacy and
gun
violence. I mean,
for sure.
There's a lot of stuff that's going on. And I think to focus on certainly the idea of cybersecurity, where we just saw a pipeline getting hacked. But if you did that, then it would reflect back at the administration that Merrick Garland works for, and then he...
Why, though? Because the problem has been around a lot longer than he's been around.
I don't think
around.
That would reflect
sure
badly
true.
On Biden.
Well, I think some people are... Here's the thing. Some people are questioning the response from the administration because... these are critics, but also I think it's important to understand that in any government, I don't care who's in charge, Republican or Democrat or in between, we should not be negotiating with terrorists. And one of the Biden administration's officials came out and kind of said, well, it's up to the company if they want to negotiate with terrorists or not. Do you know what kind of message that sends to people? Because they're watching. There are a lot of people sitting around getting ready to hack through or looking who would love to do that.
But you can't tell a private business what to do. And there are plenty of companies who have been hacked, who have paid the ransom and got their data back.
But
that happens all the time. This was not a government. This was not a government agency. The government agencies that got hacked in the SolarWinds attack from Russia, none of the government agencies even, you know, entertained the notion of negotiating with the Russians who were behind that. So,
well, I think the response I'm looking for from the government is that we do not recommend negotiating with terrorists. It is our stance that we do not negotiate with terrorists, but they can't say that because they're negotiating with Iran. So that's why they can't come out with that statement.
So there's no such thing as perfection. I thought it was interesting, and I'd forgotten this. Garland's been around investigating things in the federal arena since Oklahoma City. And apparently the gist of the conversation that they are having at the moment is to pull away from what we did after the bombing of the Oklahoma City federal building by two Americans. And after what went on in Waco and Ruby Ridge and those places, the situation changed because of what happened on September 11th. So now the domestic terrorist gets put on the back burner and the foreign terrorist gets put on the front burner. But there still is, I mean, other than the fact that some of them live here and some of them don't, I don't see much difference between what
there
was
really
done
isn't.
At the federal building in Oklahoma City. And those people were members of these same kind of groups, if not the same groups. And I don't think anything was ever, I mean, those people went to jail, and that was good because the two people that were really responsible, one of them, seems to me, didn't one of them get shot? Don't I remember that? About one of them, Timothy.
What year was that? I vaguely
1995.
Remember.
It was 1995. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then there was the Yuma, good Doug, the Unabomber. I remember that. Those of us who have been around for a while remember all of that stuff. And I just remember the events. I don't remember what happened to the people other than the Timothy McVeigh and what happened in Oklahoma City. That went down. But other than that, some of these other people that have been involved in
these other
things.
The Unabomber was Ted Kaczynski, right?
Yes.
Or am I thinking of someone different?
No. And then there was the guy who ran Waco, David, what was his last name? Koresh. Thank you very much, Phil. He used to listen to this program. he'd go running us out in Waco. We had really good following for a number of years there before the station changed format. And I remember talking to the sheriff there during all of the melee. And he said that McVeigh would listen to this talk radio program when he was out on his morning walk and come to find out it was me that he was listening to. And, they went in there, and it was the worst thing.
Did you give him ideas? Did you give him some crazy anti-government ideas?
No, I don't think it was me that was responsible for that suggestion. No, it wasn't me. No, Mom, it wasn't me. The essence of what went on, though, and this is what gets these people all steeped up about, I understand why, you know, I feel the same way about our government. It's out of control. I don't like it. It needs to change, but I'm not going to blow up a building and I'm not going to shoot anybody. I'm just going to use the pulpit that I have here to explain what it is that I'm thinking about and why do I think people ought to do something about it. But with McVeigh, he was actually moderately mild-mannered. He just had strange ideas, but he wasn't vicious about it like
someone.
I'm sorry, not McVeigh. I mean, Kaczynski, whatever his name is. Who's the guy?
Wait, which one? Who's the guy?
Hold on a second.
You mean David Koresh?
Koresh.
The Waco
yes.
guy?
Okay. Koresh. Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Thank you.
Thank
again,
you,
Jeff.
He blew
them,
up
yeah.
a building.
Yeah,
that's not mild mannered. Yeah.
Right.
No. Koresh is who I was speaking about. So okay. Bill Clinton is one of his first acts of as being president. Janet Reno decide they're going to clean up that hornet's nest in Waco where 86 people were living in sort of a commune. So they try to get him out, and they say they can't get him out, so they blow the building. Well, the sheriff told me that every morning he would take a run, and if the feds had called the sheriff and said, we need to get this guy, Koresh, he said, okay, I'll pick him up on his morning run. But nobody ever called him. Nobody had one word of communication with the local sheriff or the local authorities in Waco. They just took it upon themselves to go in there. And this is what riles these other people up. Because there was no reason for all those people to get killed. And yet,
that was for the Clinton administration. That was Janet.
Yeah.
It was Janet Reno that did that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Killed all those people.
Yeah, for nothing. And this is what gives these people fuel, that kind of stuff, when you arrogantly, you know, you draw that line. This is it. And there's no line, really. The line in the sand is there because it's meant to be moved. And it's just, I don't know, I find it very frustrating. And once again, an example of too many people and not enough real control. And look at this, it's 18 past the hour, we haven't talked about Liz Cheney yet. Wow, that's pretty cool, huh? This half hour has gone by very quickly. Apparently the governor of Massachusetts, just as an aside, Mr. Baker, one of the moderate Republicans in the country, and I'm sure not one of Jennifer's favorites, has gone on record supporting Liz Cheney and her ideas. So there are Republicans around who are going to do that, and they are, I know, with Jennifer's crowd, and I don't mean this negatively, but they aren't real Republicans.
Hi, condescending. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Good morning
yeah.
to you.
Well,
Jennifer's crowd.
That's kind of true. Good 18 long. Past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Calitrin, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Or yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The inbox is full of things that we ought to talk about, and so here we are to talk about them on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner will prepare us for things that are almost unpreparable. Call me unpreparable. You want to know what's going on with Ellen DeGeneres? Well, you'll find out right after this.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
All right. I'm about to sneeze. So take it away, Jay. What's cooking with Ellen DeGeneres, and why is she ending her program as if we didn't know?
So many different speculations as to why it's ending. She says that she was originally planning on ending it possibly during the 16th season, and then they decided, you know what, we'll do 3 more years, and then this would be it. She says it has nothing to do with all those allegations, although those allegations did...
Who's buying that?
Her?
Anybody here buying that? Jennifer, Victoria, are you buying that?
Okay, so I know you're like anti-Ellen, but...
No, I always have loved Ellen, but I'm not a fan anymore. She's lost her.
Well, I think that the last 3 years, the reason... I think that there's a big correlation here. The last 3 years, she has not wanted to do the show. It's exactly the same thing that happened with Oprah. When you watched Oprah the last 2 or 3 years, she agreed to keep doing it, so... the hundreds of people who work for her wouldn't lose their jobs. Ellen did the same thing. She made the same decision, and both of them mailed it in. The last 3 years of their shows were just they were like robotic. And
not
I think
as
that's
much energy, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly why all those other people taking control of her show and mistreating people without her even knowing it, I think that's exactly what happened. And I think now here we are, 3 years later, and she's like, you know what, I didn't want to do this 3 years ago, so yeah, I'm done. And that's kind of how Oprah went out. Oprah went out like, I remember watching Oprah's final show. She just looked so relieved that it was over. I mean, when you do something for 20 years and you're just on autopilot,
well,
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Am I on autopilot? I've been here a lot longer than 20 years.
I think that their shows are so much more formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a combination. I think it's ridiculous for people to be like, oh, so upset that they found out that Ellen's kind of a jerk. Of course she's a jerk. She's a woman in a high-profile position. It's not easy to be Ellen DeGeneres, and so of course she's going to be a
but
jerk.
But you're not
I get
a
so
jerk,
angry.
And you're in a high-profile position.
I understand that. I'm not Ellen, but, I mean, my goodness, I am not. I try to be nice.
Yeah, but there's still a double
standard. I think everybody
should
try to be nice. But,
yeah.
Like, nobody made Steve Harvey quit his show.
Yeah. Exactly.
Look me
that's
in the
exactly
eye.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I mean,
how did he get a
it
pass and Ellen didn't?
She can't just dance her way up to it. Well,
no, it's because he's a man, Doug. It's nothing to do with the color
in
of his
any
skin
case,
at all.
It's 19 years. That's something to be celebrating.
Well, so.
All right,
okay,
so
on to big and better
she's going to be on with Oprah today to discuss her decision, right, Jay? Is that the, that'll be the...
Yeah, so Oprah's going to be joining the Ellen DeGeneres show, and they're going to discuss it. And so we'll get more of a video as, you know, we can hear it from Ellen's mouth rather than reading quotes.
Right, reading
they'll probably lips both talk about, like, you know, how they both ended, you know.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure
Oprah, where is it? If Oprah doesn't have a show anymore, where is this going to be aired?
It's on the Ellen show. Oprah is joining Ellen's show today.
Ah, okay. So it's not going to be on the OWN network, as it were. All right, so there's the story on Ellen, everybody. If you're wondering, we just figured it out for you, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotion-y feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a two-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A CDC panel has given its recommendation to the Pfizer COVID vaccine to be used for 12 to 15-year-olds, with the agency's director adding her approval. The move allows the shot to be administered to teenagers 12 and up as early as Thursday, after the ruling President Biden urged parents to get their kids vaccinated against COVID.
I encourage each of them and their parents to get their vaccination shots right away. And here's why. We know that kids at this age, 12 and above, are at risk from COVID-19. About 3 million COVID-19 cases have been reported in kids under 17 years of age. And teenagers can spread it to their friends, to their siblings, to their parents, and to their grandparents. Now, that vaccine is authorized for ages 12 and up, and I encourage their parents to make sure they get the shot.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Center for Disease Control says it will update their mask guidelines when they learn more. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The nation's top health officials face tough questions this week at a Senate hearing on the government's pandemic response. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked about the agency's hesitancy to lift guidance on mask wearing, especially in outdoor settings and among people who aren't fully vaccinated. Dr. Walensky later told CNBC that the CDC hasn't updated its mask-wearing guidance because they're still waiting on more data on the real-world effects of the COVID vaccines.
So we were looking for science to ensure that the vaccine works just as well in the real-world setting as it did in the trials. We need to ensure that the vaccines are working against all of the circulating variants that we have here in the United States. We're following that carefully. And then we need to make sure that you're not an asymptomatic carrier if, in fact, you're vaccinated. So all of that science is emerging. That's what we're following, and we will use to update our guidance.
At this time, masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or out of the United States. GOP House of Representative leaders on Wednesday ejected Liz Cheney from their leadership ranks. Cheney says she plans to seek re-election to Congress representing Wyoming. In a statement issued after the vote, former President Trump said, "Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being. She has no personality or anything good having to do with politics or our country." End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Info and accomplishment together here, produced by the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay Kirshner. If you want to have a good time, then maybe for a good time, call us. That could be on somebody's bathroom, I suppose, somewhere. Right? Isn't that where those signs usually show up? For a good time, call.
I don't believe those. Who in their right mind would have ever done that in a bathroom? Like, for a good time, call Victoria or call Jen or call Jake. Who would ever do that?
The funny thing is, I haven't seen anything like that in I don't even know how long. Like, the last time I saw anything like that on a bathroom stall, I was probably, like, a kid stopping at some, like, rest stop with my family.
Yeah.
I don't think that those exist anymore.
I don't think anybody ever wrote for a good time, call Doug at 888-306-3684. Nobody ever did
Well,
that.
I feel like people didn't write it for themselves. It was usually someone else writing it on their behalf.
Oh,
like
really?
A prank.
You did some research on this?
Or it's like free advertising, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right,
certain
exactly.
business.
All right, so speaking of that, there is a development here, a couple of developments that need our attention before we get back into what's going on in Washington. Jennifer has found somebody who has decided to make snow out of sewage. So where is this?
Sometimes the headlines just grab you in. No, this is not in California.
Really?
Surprisingly, no. This is in Montana. This is the Yellowstone Club ski resort. Ah! They say it's pretty swanky.
Of course it is.
But the headline reads, private ski resort plans to use sewage to make snow. And that's when you really get kind of, that's clickbait. But they want to use sewage as snow to prevent their ski season from going down the toilet. The Yellowstone Club is applying for a permit to use treated wastewater to make fake snow for its ski slope so that they can try to...
But why are you, the treated wastewater is in the water system in many places. They treat it and it goes back into the system.
So they're going to take poopy water and make poopy snow.
They take poopy water and
so
they give it back to you.
Don't eat the snow at Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Guess who likes to go to this place? Bill Gates, who is in a little sewage water right now, and Justin Timberlake, the guy who runs the club, I guess he's the environmental manager, said it's an outside-the-box idea, but it also checks a lot of boxes. He said it'll help use the increasing amount of wastewater that they have at the club. They turn it into snow, so it makes their ski season last longer. This is called the Yellowstone Club, not just because of irony, but because it's located near Yellowstone National Park, and it would join about a dozen other clubs that are already doing that on their slopes.
See, this, it's a good idea, but why is he talking about it in the press?
I don't know.
Just do it.
Can you imagine if you fall? Keep your mouth closed if you fall.
Right.
Yeah, it really is amazing how many people have no common sense whatsoever. Who would want to know that?
PR.
You don't know that? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's not smart at all. Really pretty dumb. Okay, so as long as we're in this department, we might as well go to Colorado for the latest on human composting. Victoria's probably in on this. Well, not in on it, but she's probably up on it. 90 days after the legislative session, there's been a vote in the legislature in Colorado to allow human composting, which is, it sounds, oh, my God, that's terrible. What do you think your body does when you stick it in a casket and stick it in the ground?
Well, the box never rots, right? Those caskets, they stay there forever.
Of course. Yeah, the caskets stay there forever, but what's inside of it, it doesn't stay there forever. The ants, the bugs, the worms, all the stuff that's in the ground,
they
make it
into those caskets?
Of course they do.
They're not supposed to.
They're not supposed to. Yeah.
I'm telling you that they do. I worked in a cemetery as a ditch digger when I was in college. And we had
but were they using like simple pine boxes or some of like, I mean, because now people buy caskets that are like Cadillacs. I mean,
exactly.
Well, not everybody does. You ever been to a Jewish funeral?
There's not everybody a pine box.
And they stick them in the ground. There's no cement around them. There's nothing. They just stick them in the ground.
Well, like down in New Orleans, when people get buried in that, those above ground cemeteries, that's a very simple pine box that literally is meant to bake in the sun. And then your body gets kind of like all decomposed. And then they literally just swipe the ashes. They sweep them right to the back, which has like a little thing, like a little chute. And then it's just however many generations of ashes right on top of each other. It's very green. It's actually the greenest way to, dispose of a body. But in Colorado, just to wrap up the story, they're now the second state that has allowed human composting. So funeral homes, what they will do, they'll offer people the chance to turn a person's body into soil. Washington State was the first state to do this. And it takes, this is the thing that really, this is my question for, because you're the compost guy. They say it takes a month. They say it takes a month.
Doug Stephan,
compost I'm not saying
guy.
That you've composted human bodies, because that's
like some
true crime stuff.
No, I compost the cows on the farm all the time.
Okay, so it says that it takes a month for a body to be broken down, but then, which is, okay, that makes sense. But
except
it
for
says
the bones.
That it gives you, right, but it says it gives you a pickup truck bed worth of soil from one human body. That does not add up to me.
It's not true, no.
Yeah, that doesn't add up at all.
We put cows into the compost pile all the time, and it takes about 6 months for the bacteria that is in the compost pile to eat away all of the things that are part of the body of the cow, with the exception of bones.
It
doesn't smell any different than whatever else is in the compost pile. No, the compost pile on my farm, which we are now distributing, I just put a big load of it in my garden, and it's fabulous. It's like black, rich soil. It takes about a year and a half, 2 years for it to cook. But you put leaves and green, anything, including food waste, we put into our compost pile now, and you turn it over every single day, and it doesn't take long for all of the stuff that's in the soil to begin with, and in your body, your body's full of bacteria, your body's full of bugs, and those bugs, even if your body dies, the bugs survive and eat their way out, if you will, and the same is true. It works faster. Cows have four stomachs, and so the digestive process that they go through means there are a lot more good bugs, microbes in the body that will eat their way out. And
that makes sense.
But with humans, stuff in the soil, or the compost. Yeah, go ahead.
That makes sense. But like with human stuff, though, the Colorado law will not allow the human remains to be sold or used to grow food for human consumption.
Well,
if you think about it, because what? Because
strawberry tastes like
ashes.
Grandma.
Yeah. Well, but if you think about all of the, like, the prescription drugs and the chemicals and, like, the glyphosate and all the stuff that's in our human body.
So here's how they, there's a difference.
So that kind of does make sense.
Okay.
The cows don't have all the stuff that we have in us.
Well, that's not true. My cows don't. But some cows have a lot of injections.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard over the years about the hormones that they use to make the beef cows grow faster and that sort of thing. So there are two compost piles, and that goes along with grass clippings as well, because the real organic composters will not use grass, because much of the grass has been treated with all that crap that you see on the truck that goes around, make your lawn green. You know, what are you putting on your lawn? You're putting all kinds of chemicals on the lawn. And by the way, if you do that and you have a dog or you let your children play in the grass, you're out of your minds. Because what's going to happen, especially after a rain, all that stuff is there and absorbable into the dog's paws, into your children's feet, into yours if you walk around on it. It is the worst possible thing. Oh, yeah, my lawn looks great, but my kids are dying. So, you know, it's the hello. Anyway, so there are two composting piles. We don't have them on the farm because I just do everything organically. But there are some composters who take all of the grass and things that come from these treated lawns, and they also would take treated cows or treated goats or treated anything and make it. So those compost piles have a different, the flavor of these strawberries isn't grandma's. It could be flavor or something else. Okay, so in league with that, here's the story of a 95-year-old man who just became the oldest organ donor in history. The woman who is recovering from a liver transplant has a new organ thanks to Cecil Lockhart from Welch, West Virginia, who apparently just died a week or so ago, and all of his organs were harvested, according to the Center for Organic Recovery, is that what it is? Anyway, previous record for the oldest donor was 93.
Organ recovery, yeah.
That too. Okay, so what about this with you and your family? Your father, Jennifer, your father, Jay, your mother, Victoria, all my organs will go if something happens to me. I want every piece of my body to be used for something that will help people. So tissue donation, organ donation, cornea donation.
I'm an organ donor, but I'm pretty sure my mom is, but I don't know if my dad is. My dad is very, and I don't know if it's his Catholic background, but my dad
probably
is very much, like, doesn't want to be cremated, and I think he's kind of coming around
that's
on
religion.
That. But he's not even religious, really, so I don't know. He just, there's something that, you know, he's had an issue with that for a while, but I don't know. That's actually a good question. I'm going to see them today. I'll ask them.
All right, and let us know. That can be tomorrow's
bulletin.
We'll
report back.
Right?
Tomorrow's news today.
Yes.
The
organ donation
program.
Is very important.
Yeah. Oh, sure, it is. Absolutely. All right, so I want to find out what Gal Gadot says about what's going on in Israel. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. Plus, if we have time, the Biden executive order, which will strengthen the defenses that we were talking about for hacking all of the stuff that you were concerned about in the last half hour, Victoria. Apparently, they're up on it, or they're trying. I mean, mostly the pipeline thing has made everybody wake up. This is what's going on. But it isn't like it was new and just happened for the first time. This is something that should have been on the radar for quite a long time, actually. I'm fixated on this for a minute. What's the call that you make to Putin about this? Is Biden on the phone?
We've already put sanctions.
There's no evidence that it's linked to Putin. So the administration has said that they don't know. They just know that the server was located in Russia. So that's what they're like kind of.
Has nothing to do with
Russia. There are a lot
of
Russian hacking groups, but
And you think that Putin isn't in on it? Come on.
I can't.
It's like saying the Chinese government isn't in on the COVID.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You know, the Chinese are good at cyber hacking, too. The Chinese are good at everything that's bad. And the Russians are coming along well in that department as well. They're just bad. And so does that mean that we don't do it? No. We do it. I don't know. Do we get caught at doing it? I never hear the Russians complaining about us screwing over their whatever is going on over there, or the Chinese.
We have the white
hat
hackers. Those are the good hackers. That's what we have.
Oh, the good hackers.
Yes.
Right. Just taking care of bad stuff, not the...
Right.
We're taking care of the bad guys, and the Chinese and the Russians are taking care of the good guys, in essence. It's kind of what it sounds like to me. I don't know. The whole thing is very confusing, especially when I still have a flip phone. It's 46 at... What do you mean? Huh. Your father has
funny.
A flip
phone. I just laughed.
Does your father have a flip phone? I know Fancy Nancy has a flip phone.
Oh, yeah.
Dad has a Galaxy whatever they are from Samsung.
Really? Jay, your father's got an iPhone. I know that. Has he got a flip phone, too?
No, I don't think so. He has... Really?
He's a smartphone guy.
Really big on tech, yeah.
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 Yep.
He has all those things.
Right. He always sets up the Zoom meetings. I couldn't. Somebody asked me to set up a Zoom meeting, and I said, call Victoria.
No.
Say no. Don't tell me how to live my life.
All right. What did I say? It was 46 past the hour on the DJV program. Choosing Calitrin for your healthy weight loss program to continue, you need to be supported, and that's what Calitrin does. So you've had a good time so far. You've lost a lot of weight, and you want to keep it off, right? I mean, why would you go through all of that agony? And Keyboy Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors on DJV Health, went on a water diet for, what did he tell me, Phil? You remember? No, you weren't listening to that. I think it was like 12 or 14 days. Nothing but water. He lost 35 pounds. And Jack at
being
one point.
Survivor.
I know.
One meal and you gain it all back.
Yeah, but
is
that
good for you?
I don't know. He said, well, he's a doctor and he said he felt fine. So,
no thanks.
I don't know. It's not my idea of a good time. Anyway, in the end, if you've lost that weight, and as the ladies are suggesting, it's tough to keep it off. And that's where Calitrin comes in, because it really does support your body using collagen protein, aloe vera, digestive enzymes, helps you in repairing and rebuilding your body. So check it out. There really are no competitors here whatsoever. This is very unique, great formula, very helpful. So check it out. The product info is all over their website, toploss.com. And when you decide to buy the product, you get free, 90 days free right now using the DJV code. 90 days free with Calitrin. And I think pretty much it speaks for itself after you get on the program. That's toploss.com, website for Calitrin. Discount code is DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Wait, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Past the hour here on the Thursday DJV program. Doug Steffen now with Victoria Keelan, specializing in technology here. So when there's a question about tech, we go to Victoria and she answers. So my question is, what's going on with all these attorneys general focusing on Mr. Zuckerberg?
Well, they're not happy with him. More than 40 attorneys generals from various states, bipartisan effort, are calling on Facebook to abandon its plans for an Instagram for kids that would be only for kids under the age of 13. So this is clearly a stupid idea. This is an idea that's raised mental health and privacy concerns, and this is something that Facebook has been bouncing around for the last couple of months. And so in the letter, the attorneys general wrote, quote, "Facebook has historically failed to protect the welfare of children on its platforms." And amongst other things, they said that this targeted age group of 13 and under is too young to navigate the complexities of what they'll encounter online. And research demonstrating that use of social media can be detrimental to the health and well-being of children. Duh. And so this is 44 attorneys general signed this. And like I said, this is a bipartisan effort, which doesn't happen much these days. But this is something everyone seems to agree on. And plans to build this Instagram for under 13-year-olds started through a leaked internal memo, really. And it was reported back in March. And Facebook had said, you know, they're going to try to make Instagram safer for the younger members of the community. But, you know, there are so many reports of harassment and abuse of teenagers. How can you put kids under 13 in that line of fire? I don't know. Now, Instagram argues that kids are already online and that this version will allow parents more transparency and control and that it's actually part of the solution. But the attorneys pushed back against that argument and said that Facebook's record of failing to protect the safety and privacy of children on its platform is something, you know, that...
Yeah, it's to protect the safety and privacy of adults on its platform.
Well, and that's children. The thing. Right now, on Instagram, you have to be over 13 to use it, but they don't enforce that. Anyone can click the box, yes, I'm older than 13.
Yeah,
that's
of course
it.
They can.
There's
yeah.
no verification. So, right. yeah, I hope that this doesn't go
but how would
kids
you verify it, Victoria?
With.
Technologically speaking, how would you verify it? How? What's the litmus test for proving how old you are?
Well, you could do a two-factor authentication that would go to a parental phone. You could, go, I mean, there are things. There are okay. things that you could do that parents yeah. would really be, you know, involved with. But
happy with yeah.
it's. But okay. still, there are workarounds. You know,
all
kids
right.
are going to do what they want.
In a moment, the CDC approves an at-home COVID test. Let's see how you can use that right after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, so what is going on here with at-home COVID test, Victoria?
Well, the CDC's latest travel update states that international air passengers traveling to and from the United States can use a self-test, which is also sometimes called a home test. This makes life a lot easier if you're going to start traveling again. The Binax Now COVID-19 home test is one of the few that are on the market with FDA emergency use authorization, which the airlines say that they will require. You don't have to ship the sample to the lab. You do it all over a telehealth video call. So you'll swab your mouth, you do the whole thing, and you do it with a telehealth professional watching. They verify the results. It pops up on the reader in 10 minutes, says you're good to go, and then you can load it right into, right now, United Airlines has a direct connection with this app, so with the results that go right onto the app, so you're ready to go. Now, there's another one called letsgetchecked.com that they sell a kit. American Airlines is linked to that one, so Doug, I know you fly an American. You may need
it
to use that
you
one.
More. The usual American Airlines.
Well, here's the thing. You can buy that test for $109, but if you use it through American Airlines, it's $119. So I don't know why Americans... I mean, it's so typical of American Airlines.
It really is, yeah. It's like, hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right, so that sounds like an interesting idea. If you've got a card, why do you have to have the test? I guess that
Well, you're still going to have a negative COVID test.
Okay. All right, thank you for that update. Victoria Keith and Doug Stanton.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.